Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal and here are the top headlines at this hour. S&P forecasts 11% growth for India this fiscal. Pfizer in vaccine supply talks with India. Supreme Court wants a national plan on COVID situation. Petrol diesel prices unchanged for a week. India eases rules to encourage ministries to spend to aid economy. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Thursday's rise in benchmark indices came in despite a weak backdrop of a record 3 lakh daily COVID cases and stricter restrictions in Maharashtra. What lifted sentiment, it seems, was hopes that the lockdown would only be imposed as a last resort in the fight against COVID. A short covering fueled rally in banks also pushed indices higher on the day of weekly options expiry. Sensex reclaimed the 48,000 mark while Nifty ended above 14,400 level. The two indices rose 0.8% each for the day. ICICI Bank advanced 4%, HDFC added 3%, while Bajaj Auto rose 2%. Lenders HDFC Bank, SBI and ICICI Bank also added 2% each. FMCG stocks remained out of favor. Titan, HUL, Asian Paints and Nestle India remained the worst index performers, falling up to 3%. We have with us Gaurav Garg, Head of Research at Capital Via Global Research, to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. What led to the rise in the market on Thursday?
Markets opened negative today, but quickly there was a lot of buying which happened at lower levels, which turned around the direction of the market. And throughout the day, market traded with positive sentiments. We saw Nifty closing at around 14,400 levels and Bank Nifty closing above 31,700 levels, which is a very strong recovery from the lower levels today. I think what happened over the weekend was that there was a speech by Prime Minister Modi in which he gave a very clear indication that lockdown is going to be the last resort which the government would adopt. I think that has created a positive impact in the markets. And markets are now very much sure that the government would give importance to both economic recovery as well as containing COVID, and lockdowns would be used as the last resort by governments across nations. So I think this has led to a very good positive market sentiments today.
Bank stocks saw some momentum today. What are your broader Q4 expectations from bank earnings?
We saw a great recovery in Bank Nifty today. Bank Nifty was up almost 1,000 points from the lower levels today. And all across, there was a lot of buying which happened. I think HDFC Bank and ICICI Securities has come up with some good numbers. And the banking stocks or the banking companies that are going to announce results in future are going to also show good numbers in Q4 at least, because the implication of these intermittent lockdowns in various parts of the country is going to get reflected in Q1 numbers and not in Q4 numbers. So we are also expecting healthy Q4 numbers going forward from banks. However, we are not so bullish on banking as a sector at this point in time, because intermittent lockdowns at various parts of country can actually lead to a lot of pressure on the banking stocks.
We also caught up with Mr. Rohit Singhre of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Singhre. How difficult would it be for Nifty to get past 14,500?
On the higher side, Nifty has a very good strong hurdle, one can say, which is 14,500. And 14,500 will act as a make or break level on the higher side. So again, it would be very difficult level to cross. But again, once we cross above 14,500, we may see a very good short covering move, which can push index toward 14,700 on the immediate basis and 14,900 on the overall basis. So on the immediate basis, 14,500 will act as a make or break level. Once we sustain above that level, we may see the extension in the current pullback. And if he fails to sustain below above the 14,500, then we may see more profit booking comes in from the higher end. So 14,500 will be a make or break level on the higher side.
Nifty Bank is showing some strength. What are the charts suggesting?
Nifty Bank again on the higher side, immediate basis 32,000 will act as a strong hurdle. Once we cross above 32,000, then we may see a good move towards 33,000. But, until unless we are trading below 32,000, the range would be On the downside, 31,000 is a fantastic support, followed by 30,500. The strong support lies at 30,500. Any breakdown below 30,500, we may see more pressure comes in the Nifty Bank. So 30,500 on the downside and 32,000 on the higher side will be the range for the Nifty Bank.
Asian markets ended mixed for the day. European markets were trading largely higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.